Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. It is Monday, June the 27th, 2022. God bless you, I pray, and hope that all is well for you and your family and those out there hustling and bustling, going back to work. God bless you. Today's encouragement is God in us, coming from Acts chapter 7, verse 51. I'm reading from the New Language Translation. God bless you. I want to send a shout out prayer to all that are sick and shut in, and to Denise Gist, to Pastor Parker, Pastor Glory, Carolyn Davis, to all those that's listening to the broadcast. I also want to keep in mind in prayer that my stepson and his wife, they lost their son. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And we'll continue on with God being in our life. Amen. Amen. God in us. Acts 7, New Language Translation. You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so did you. Stephen could perform great wonders, but he wasn't making many friends among the Jewish officials. They argued with him, but Stephen's spirit-infused wisdom bested them every time. So failing to out-talk him, they decided to take him out instead. They dragged him into the Sanhedrin. A few false witnesses later, and Stephen was in the hot seat. All eyes were on him. Would he cave, cry, call their bluff? This man, who was full of God's grace and power, Acts chapter 6, verse 8, begin a history lesson from Abraham to Jesus. Stephen spoke of the people's stubbornness despite God's faithfulness. He didn't defend himself so much as condemn those who refused to see and hear what God so plainly did and said. Eloquent speech notwithstanding, things did not end happily for Stephen on earth. He was a martyr, yet he wasn't shaken. Stephen, a man so full of God's grace and power in his life, was upheld to his last breath. But Stephen isn't special in that he had some special access to divine power. He shows us that we all can be as unshakable because we also have God himself at our side and in our hearts. This is my word of encouragement for today, Monday, June the 27th, 2022. And I just want to say, Lord, thank you. I thank you that I don't face trials defensively. I face them with faith in you. Have that same Stephen had when he was going under attack by those Saharans. The opposition when you come face with those in your life or everyday life, remember God is there with you. So you're not alone to face those battles alone. You know, reach out and ask God to be there with you. Hallelujah. I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And when you have people that's bearing false witness against you, do stand up whole. Keep the faith. Stand to your truth. No matter what it is, do not change your story. If you have given them your facts and what you believe in, do not change your story for anyone. Stay true into what you are and who you are. Amen. Amen. Again, my name is Sister Faye. May God bless you, and may Monday and the rest of your week be smoothly. Stay in the Word. Let God be your guide this week. Let Him be in the driver's seat, and let Him continue to bring you out of whatever you're going through. Trust in Him. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement for you on Wednesday. God bless you. Amen.